Hi, Freddy. This is
Segal.
And just to the viewers that are going to watch us, I called this interview just to tell us about your experience with the scammers that you experienced the other day. And please tell us about the issue that you saw on your computer, please.
Well, I was doing some research on the computer. Since I write things on the computer, and I write a couple of do articles for some magazines, etc. So I was doing some research, and I was on NewYorkTimes.com, which is a pretty secure site, when a window popped up, and it told me that my computer was infected. So at first I thought it was a typical pop-up advertisement, so I just tried to exit out, but then it wouldn't move. And it kept telling me that my computer was infected and that my Windows was infected. So here
I'm sharing with the audience exactly the screen that you sent me, the screenshot that Freddie sent me, showing exactly what happened. And here, as you can see, there's a number to call. And okay, you continue, Freddie, because you experienced this, so I'm not going to take your spot. Yes, please.
No, yeah, and it looked, and not only was it did it look official, but it was also not. I wasn't able to use my computer, and I needed to use my computer. I needed to get things done, and I was also concerned that it would be one of those hijacked type of software where they delete everything.
Right. So with that screen, just to explain to the people that the screen got spread all over the computer, so really. All the menus were disappeared, and you couldn't basically close anything. You couldn't locate any of the screens, right? All the buttons. You couldn't even see your mouse, right? Well, what happened there?
Yeah, I couldn't see anything. I mean, my mouse was there, but it wasn't having any effect. And the only thing I could do was scroll down on that notice. And so I called. So, because I thought it was the real Windows issue, because I was reading lately, there are Windows issues. So I called a number, and they answered the Windows security. So he sounded really official. And he actually told me that he wanted to join me to access my screen and access my computer.
Right.
So he could see what I was seeing.
Right.
So at first, the fact that he said that sounded, you know, to me, it sounded more... not so mysterious, because that's something that they would do, because they usually have that type of program. But I should have known better. You shouldn't share your screen with anybody. Am I right?
Yes, unless you know personally the person, unless you did business with them, or you know that they are to be
right.
Reliable people. Otherwise, you shouldn't show your screen with the complete strangers. Yes.
Right. So then he started, had me check the logs, and then he saw that my antivirus software was not enabled, and he then said, "It's your fault. So it's not gonna. You need to order. You need to purchase protection." A certain
right.
antivirus protection, and there would be a lot of work that had to be done.
Okay.
And he started talking, and I said, "Oh, this sounds really weird." So I hung up.
Did they mention how much he wanted for this? Did you say a dollar amount for it? Like, what was the charge?
He started telling me it would cost several hundred dollars to start.
Oh. Okay.
And then, but then I said, okay, I'm going to call my friend Egal from Too Secure, because obviously I trust you and you're an actual person.
Right.
And when I called you, you looked at my computer, and within 5 minutes, everything was back to normal again. It was a scam, and it was a lesson that I learned, to be very, very careful when it comes to the computer security.
Right. Okay. So, have you experienced this kind of event before or after that event, or no?
Well, I've experienced things like that before, but I usually never click on the thing. But in this case, it was really, really, it really locked my screen. So I couldn't do anything. In the past, it would just be like a pop-up, an annoying pop-up that would come from the taskbar and constantly annoy you, but you ignore it, you know? But right. In this case, I wasn't able to do anything. So that's why I was more concerned. And I was thankful that you were around to help me out, because not many people are out there that would be so honest and show that it's a simple fix. A lot of times they'll charge you hundreds of dollars and not do anything. And you were really, really, that's why I trust you. That's why I like working with people I trust, because otherwise you could really, really, you know, it's like when someone's car breaks down and they don't know anything about cars, you take it to the mechanic. And if you don't trust the mechanic, they could tell you that the worst things are wrong and everything's broken and blah, blah, blah. And we have no idea what they're saying. And we're worried about safety. So we say, okay, so fix it, you know?
Right.
It's the same thing with computers. We don't want to lose all the work we've done. And it's very, very, a computer is a personal item. It's really like part of ourselves, part of our mind, because we have memories in there. We have documents in there. We have things that are very secure and very, very personal to us that we don't want to lose. So what do? We get nervous sometimes. But now I know. I just call Egal, and he'll handle it.
Okay. That's perfect. Okay. Very well. Thank you, Freddie, for your time and sharing this precious information that we can share with our viewers so they can be better and safe when they go online to spot this and how to handle those kind of events.
Right, and the most important thing that they should know is to always call somebody who you know and who will be there for you, and it actually exists.
Right, exactly. Not the stranger that you never spoke with him, or because he says, oh, Windows security or whatsoever, that you think it's it's actually a real company behind the scenes, or Microsoft, which actually is not. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you for your views and help. Wish you success and enjoy your summer, huh?
You too, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.